You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Well, welcome in, everybody. It is time again, MLB.com Extras, the Oakland A's offseason edition. And this is our preview to the winter meeting. I'm Dave Raymond with Jane Lee. Hi, Jane. Normally, we spend this week getting excited about what may happen at the winter meetings. But stuff is already happening. The A's are already maneuvering all over the place. Whether you want to go back what seems like centuries now to the Jed Lowry acquisition or to the trade this week, to just a, several days out from the winter meetings, to tell us, I guess, update us quickly on the latest move by the Oakland A's.
Yeah, they stayed busy yet again, and they got themselves a first baseman. I think by now it was it was pretty telling in the past few weeks that Ike Davis was going to be non-tendered, and they made that official today shortly after acquiring Yonder Alonso from the Padres. And, you know, this is a guy, he doesn't, you know, profile as your typical offensive, you know, power first baseman. Hasn't hit more than 9 home runs in a single season in his career, but comes with really great defense, and the A's do like him as a hitter too, just because he's a contact guy, gets on base at a good rate, high walk, low strikeout rate, you know, a lot of the things that they usually pride themselves on. So he kind of fits that mold, and said as much himself when he was talking to us earlier, and is really excited about joining the team. And I think, you know, a lot of people are wondering, well, what happens to Mark Canna? Where does he play? And, you know, obviously there could be a platoon situation at first base with these guys at some point, but the A's value Alonso's defense so much that they do want to see him at first base the majority of the time. And I'm sure Canna will still see, you know, some time there, but, you know, he can also play the outfield. So all that stuff usually, you know, works itself out. But the A's from the get-go had eyed Yonder from the beginning of the offseason, and the Padres eyed Drew Pomeranz. And, you know, I don't think that this deal gets done without Pomeranz going over to the Padres. So the A's did lose, you know, a key arm there. But, you know, I think they knew what they wanted. The Padres knew what, you know, they needed, getting a lefty arm like that to add to their rotation. And Pomeranz was valuable for the A's. But, you know, as you can see, they are stocking up in their bullpen. They got Mark Sapinski in the deal back. So it was kind of a lefty for a lefty trade, you know, a veteran guy that brings depth to the bullpen. So overall, you know, it seems like a good trade for both sides, and the A's, particularly getting, you know, that first baseman that they didn't have when they lost Ike Davis.
Okay. All right. What about Jed Lowry? You know, where do they see him fitting in? This is just funny how he seems to bounce back and forth between Oakland and Houston, but how do the A's anticipate using him?
Yeah, it was a little bit of a surprise just because we just saw Jed in Oakland last year before being traded to Houston, and here he is again. But, you know, I think that speaks, you know, to how highly the A's value him as a versatile guy. The A's value, you know, versatility in general, but particularly a guy like Jed who also brings, you know, a good amount of offense to the table. And this is an area that I think they were kind of quietly looking to upgrade. They do already have a bunch of other options. They have Valencia at third base. They have Lurie at second. They have Simeon at shortstop. So you're wondering, where does he fit in? But I do see this kind of being just the first of a few dominoes to fall. I could definitely see Lurie being on the move. I know that several teams have shown interest in him and reached out to the A's, and the A's continue to field calls on Lurie. So I'd be very surprised if Lurie is still in Oakland when the season opens. And so should he depart, you know, that could mean Lowry could play second base. Simeon could move to second base, and Lowry can play shortstop. There are a lot of options, but I think that's the most important thing is giving themselves those options with several players that could play multiple positions.
So now that they've done as much work as they have to this point, how would you characterize their position going into the winter meetings? What do you see them focusing on in Nashville?
Yeah, I see the A's still being pretty active going into the winter meetings. I mean, they've been very active here in the last couple of weeks, but they're still, in conversations, trade conversations, conversations with free agents, notably to bolster the bullpen even more. They've already got Liam Hendricks in the mix in that trade with Toronto, and that really does kind of bolster the back end there with Sean Doolittle at closer, but there's still several spots to be filled in that bullpen, and that was such a weak link for them this year that, you know, they wanted to get it back to being the strength that it was in previous years. So I could see them, shelling out some money for a reliever. They are flexible with their spending this year. And, you know, you look around and up and down the roster, and that is the one area that really is in dire need of help. You know, I could see them maybe adding another starter to the rotation and perhaps kind of reeling in a true fourth outfielder of sorts, just because they have a bunch of options, guys like Sam Fold, Jake Smolinski, but not one true fourth outfielder. So if they did make a move for one of those, I could definitely see that happening. And if not, they could stay status quo with what they have there. But the bullpen at the end of the day is in the most need of help, and I could see that being the area where they choose to spend their money.
Yeah, interesting. They're always one of the more fascinating teams to watch this time of year. And, of course, next week in Nashville will be the apex of our viewing, I guess, for those of us who aren't as close to it as you are. It's just kind of spinning off of that for a moment as we kind of wind down this week's edition. Sean Doolittle, during the holiday, taking care of the Syrian refugees and helping share a Thanksgiving meal with a bunch of them. Did you get a chance to go see any of this? What do you know about the whole event?
Yeah, I knew that it was happening. I had spoke a little bit with Sean's girlfriend, Erin. Her and Sean are, huge supporters of the community, not just here in the Bay Area, but obviously outside as well. And this was something that I think just kind of came natural to them. They obviously love giving. They're, staunch supporters of the Syrian refugees coming in, and decided, this was a way that they could help. They could welcome them into the country and share a meal with them. And I think, no matter, your stance or your thoughts on the situation, you have to admire just the practice of giving and sharing, especially during this season and especially with what's going on in the world. So I haven't spoken to either of them since they did it, but, seeing pictures, seeing things on Twitter, just, really inspiring and just truly, truly great of them to do.
Yeah, indeed, a really neat story. And it'll be really neat to see you again, catch up a little bit next week in Nashville. We'll cover a little bit of what's going on while we're there. But do you think there'll be a lot more activity between now and the time I see you next week?
I hope not a lot, but we could see a little. But then again, the more the activity now, the less in Nashville. So maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah. No. There you go. That's a pretty good point. Well, get some rest while you've got a chance. You get a long week ahead of you next week, and I look forward to catching up then.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay, there she goes, Jane Lee. Another edition, MLB.com Extras, the Oakland A's edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.